Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Roger Stone expressed relief as he spoke to reporters outside his home in Florida last night, saying he would have been at risk for the coronavirus if sent to prison. Stone had been expected to report to a federal prison in Georgia next week following his conviction stemming from Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. But President Trump has commuted Stone's 40-month sentence. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports that Democrats are denouncing the move as another intervention in the country's justice system.
Democrats view clemency for Stone as an affront to the rule of law. Adam Schiff is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He says Stone lied to Congress and obstructed its investigation in order to protect Trump, who is now commuting Stone's sentence. Schiff described this action as one of Trump's most offensive ones against the rule of law and justice. And he says that there are two systems of justice under Trump, one for Trump's friends and one for everyone else.
President Trump is planning to head to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center outside Washington, D.C. later today. And after refusing to wear a mask in public, he says he will wear one when he meets with wounded military personnel, as well as frontline workers treating coronavirus patients. Texas, among the states being hit hard by the coronavirus, the state on Friday topped 10,000 patients in hospitals for COVID-19. Texas Public Radio's Josh Peck reports a governor is warning residents to stay safe in order to avoid another shutdown.
Governor Greg Abbott warned the increased death rates in Texas may lead to a statewide lockdown. There are more than 3,000 COVID-19-related deaths and 10,000 hospitalizations reported in the state. Fewer than 20% of staffed hospital beds in Texas are available, and several cities across the state are nearing hospital capacity. After allowing businesses to reopen in May, Governor Abbott backtracked and issued an executive order in July requiring face coverings in public spaces. Now, to avoid a lockdown, the governor is urging Texans to wear those face masks. I'm Josh Peck in San Antonio.
Overseas now, Russia blasting the Netherlands' decision to sue the Kremlin in the European Court of Human Rights over the downing of a Malaysian Airlines flight in 2014. Terry Schultz reports a Dutch case comes on top of a criminal proceeding already taking place in The Hague.
6 years ago this month, 298 people, most of them Dutch, died when a Buk missile fired from separatist-controlled eastern Ukraine brought down flight MH17. With this lawsuit filed in Europe's highest human rights court, Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok says achieving justice for those killed is and will remain the government's highest priority. He says evidence this case will provide can help lawsuits filed by relatives of the Dutch victims. In an ongoing criminal trial, three Russians and one Ukrainian man believed to hold a Russian passport are being tried in absentia. Russian law forbids extraditing citizens. Moscow rejects all evidence presented in the criminal case and says the new Dutch move will further politicize the situation. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
And this is NPR News. Amazon says an email sent to employees telling them to delete the popular video app TikTok from their phones was a mistake. The company says an official who sent the email did so in error. There are concerns about TikTok's ties to China. Earlier this week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the government is looking at banning TikTok, suggesting it shares information with the Chinese government. An afternoon rally pushed stocks higher Friday. Steve Beckner reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 1.4%, while the Standard & Poor's 500 gained over 1%, and the NASDAQ 0.2%.
It was a stunning week for the NASDAQ, as technology stocks soared to all-time highs. The same cannot be said of the overall market. Stock gauges all jumped Monday, building on a strong second quarter. The S&P rallied for a fifth straight session. Then reports of mounting coronavirus cases dimmed optimism about business reopenings. Particularly hard hit were airline and other travel-related shares. Stocks bounced back Friday on a glimmer of hope from Gilead Sciences, whose drug remdesivir was said to lower virus death risks. For the week, the NASDAQ gained 4% to close above 10,600 for the first time. The Dow rose 1 and the S&P 1.75%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
That tropical storm that came ashore in New Jersey yesterday afternoon has been downgraded twice this morning. Faye is now a post-tropical cyclone. Forecasters say it will move into western New England and Atlantic Canada later today. This is NPR News.